The third Hallelujah is divided into two parts. The first part is Hallelu as Hashem min Hashemayim. The first part is that the heavenly world praises God. Angels, hosts, the sun, the moon, the stars, the skies, and the water. The second part of the third Hallelujah is Hallelu as Hashem min Haaretz. That's the lower world that praises Hashem. The fire, the hail, the snow, the ashes, the wind, the mountains, the hills, the trees, animal, and man. What's the connection between the second Hallelujah and the third Hallelujah? The second Hallelujah taught us to think of Hashem's Hashgacha, Hashem's providence, and His divine law, and Klal Yisrael as the bearer of that law. We say at the end, Lo asochein l'chol goyim mishpatim b'yidaum. The other nations were not given the Torah. It was only given to Klal Yisrael. Magid devar of the Yaakov, chukum mishpat of Yisrael, specifically taught to Klal Yisrael. That's the second Hallelujah. The third Hallelujah sings of a moment when even the non-Jewish nation and even the entire world, the upper world and the lower world, will be imbued with that knowledge that Klal Yisrael was given, and therefore all living things will praise to God. Will praise God. The second Hallelujah of Klal Yisrael receiving that message and sharing that message will be recognized by the entire civilization in the third Hallelujah.